Hello. Please come in. It's our open house today.
Aliona Martinez, real estate agent, is selling the studio at the 10-story Pacific Palms on the corner of Lewis Street and Aloha Drive.
It's really nice unit with 257 square foot. And it's have a nice small one, 63 square foot, bathroom, little closet, nice kitchen, 179. It's hard to find something in Waikiki for that price.
The $400 monthly maintenance fee includes utilities. That and a 5% down payment and a $5,000 a month income would qualify a potential buyer. But economist Paul Brubaker says the low housing inventory, compounded by the eventual return of higher interest rates, will price many buyers out of the market. Brubaker says current development projects, many still in the pre-permitting stage, will not meet current or future housing needs.
5,000 units in Kaka'ako, 10,000 units at Ho'opili, 3,500 units at Coal Ridge, it still wouldn't be enough to dampen the rate of price increase that's now accelerating on Oahu.
The entire state is short about 12,000 housing units and needs to build 5,700 new units each year just to keep up with current birth rates. That, according to the State Department of Business Economic Development and Tourism. Representative Scott Saiki from Kaka'ako agrees that there's a need for more housing, but his concern is maintaining affordability.
If you have housing that's starting at 500 or 600,000, that may be out of range for a lot of families already. So the question I think in Kaka'ako is, what kind of housing are we developing? And in the future, will the cost of housing increase where the middle income group can't afford it?
Saiki says there is no guarantee that housing in Kaka'ako will remain affordable because condominium units currently being built could be resold at exponentially higher prices. But Brubaker says if you don't build fast enough and the current 10 to 15% price increases continue, the median price for a condominium in Honolulu will be $500,000 and single-family homes at $1 million.
We were building as a percentage of the existing housing stock three times as much in the 1930s during the Great Depression than we're building right now. We haven't built in the last decade at a rate sufficient to endow the newborn with their own home. What planet are people living on where they think there's a lot of housing being built on Oahu?
And Brubaker says that's only for the people already born. He believes we need policies and procedures to build vertically with higher density within the current urban footprint and build housing before the first rail station opens and not the other way around. Meanwhile, back in Waikiki, real estate agent Martinez says the $179,000 studio is a good buy and it will definitely appreciate in the future based on its more than five-fold increase since it was first sold.
It was built in 1969. It was sold for about $35,000 back then. It's very simple. It is the best to own your own little piece of paradise.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.